This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Marketplace series, The Price of Profits, this week is looking at how that construct, the notion of maximizing shareholder value, has changed American business and the world. This includes business schools. Reporter Dan Bobkoff of our partner media organization Business Insider recently participated in a program that sends journalists to Columbia Business School. So we asked him about what they teach you these days.
What exactly did we learn?
That's a very good question.
I met up with some of my classmates for two things that are big in business school, booze and talk of shareholder value. I wanted to know what they took away from our classes. This is Rebecca Hong.
I'd say the overarching lesson that we learned is that while shareholder value or maximizing shareholder value is very important, we have to think about it on a larger scale in terms of the triple bottom line.
Hong took a lot of classes in social enterprise, which promote focusing on people and the environment in addition to pure profit. My classmate Shauna Cox took different classes, and so she had a more traditional view of taking care of shareholders, but
the professors were really good at kind of giving a broader overview that that might not be the only consideration you have to take. There might be some other considerations.
Sometimes professors sneak that in. Corporate finance is the class where students learn how to calculate shareholder value. My professor Daniel Wolfenson gave us a homework assignment where we had to apply formulas to decide what direction a chocolate company should take. There were many possibilities.
There are two cases that are great for the environment but are not so great for the shareholders. And I want the students to struggle with those cases and to realize that the tools that we're using are not capturing these environmental benefits.
At NYU Stern School of Business, finance professor Roy Smith says he teaches that shareholder value is a core tenet of American economics and law. He says corporations should focus on growing the economy.
Not to engage in controversial activities that try to benefit the world.
But even Smith says companies should adhere to the ethical norms of the era they're in.
You can only go so far in pursuit of pure profit.
It was business schools, especially Harvard in the late 70s and 80s, that led the way in pushing shareholder value. But today, many students start Harvard Business School with Gautam Mukunda's leadership class. He says he can't wait until a student says that companies have a legal responsibility to maximize profits.
This is one of the most important things that they need to unlearn. Because many of them believe this, and many of them believe the specific wording that this fiduciary responsibility exists, and it is simply not true.
In one more way things are changing, Wake Forest now has a moral philosopher, James Otteson, on its business faculty.
I've asked my colleagues to think about, well, why finance? So not just how to do it, but what is the good it can provide?
All this suggests that much of the next generation of business leaders is thinking beyond the bottom line. In New York, I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.
The interests of shareholders are paramount, or aren't they? Marketplace's Lizzie O'Leary and Sabri Benishor will be live on Facebook this afternoon answering your questions about this series, The Price of Profits, details on Facebook at Marketplace APM.